few Goldilocks Bears podcast with Vincent Cloud.
A few John Nemeses.
And a couple David Lammers.
And this is the show where we talk about our like, subscribe, subscribe, comment. Oh my gosh. The reason why I'm thrown off is this is not your usual show. This is called Oops. All Daisha Fuse. If you're watching this episode now, that means someone either had to work or someone's physically ill or someone just plain had enough and needs a little them time, All understandable. So, this is what we're going to record in instead. We're not those fuckers who put a best of,
We would never do that. We never have. We never will.
And then some people post like, oh, these are deleted scenes and stuff. This instead will be all Daisha Fuse. It's usually just the beginning segment that lasts, I don't know, 5 minutes, something like that. But we're gonna have all Daisha Fuse reaching back to who knows how many how many different episodes. So let's get that started. Dave, start us off.
Greta Van Fleet. I saw that you're indifferent to them. I love Greta Van Fleet. I think the
Whoa.
band is awesome. Like, if you don't know them, they're the band that sounds a lot like Led Zeppelin.
There it
Some would say that they're
is.
sampling them.
They're homaging
Yeah.
They're
And I really
Tarantino-ing
and they have multiple albums that have come out, and like they're and I'm like, I listened to their new album and it's great, and it sounds just like their old album and the one before that. Like, it's they're very consistent with their sound. So like, if Greta Van Fleet ever came out with an album and they're like, we're gonna go in a different musical direction, and now all of a sudden we're gonna start sounding like the Foo Fighters or something, or a different band other than Led Zeppelin, I would hate it. But the fact that they're staying committed to their gimmick, which is like being like the Led Zeppelin type band, I think it's great. And I think they're a great band because everyone's like, oh man, his vocals, they sound just like, Led Zeppelin's vocals. But I feel like the lead singer of the band is not the singer. The lead singer is the guitarist. I feel like in all their songs, the guitarist is the lead and everyone else is playing backup to that guitar. And that's why their sound is so cool to me. I don't know. I really love them. I think they seem like they just seem like a band that I would love to see live. Like, their energy is really cool. I think their music videos are cool. They're like weird and fascinating watching them because they seem so like strange and different. I don't know. I'm just fascinated by them and I like them.
I'll just say that it does bother me. I think they're ripping off Led Zeppelin, and Led Zeppelin ripped off blues musicians for decades. They're still getting sued. Every once in a few years, someone's like, for some reason it took me this long to say something, but hey, you ripped that off or whatever. And they're like, all right, you got us, pay this man. But I don't know. My mom is a huge Led Zeppelin fan and she disagrees. She says they don't sound like them. And I'm like, all right. Okay, mom. All right. What do you gotta say about it, John?
Yeah, nothing new really. Like, when they were brought up last time, I had never heard of them before at all. And I listened to them back then and then never since. Although I can't imagine them being fun to see live. So like, if I had some buddies who were gonna go see them, I might go along for that.
What if they perform like J-Lo's old moves or something? What if there's nothing original to them? Oh my gosh. All right, whatever. Hey, let's do another Deja Vu. That's how quick they
One thing,
go. Oh no, I
oh, one
got
more thing. What you just said is there's Led Zeppelin. You can't go and see Led Zeppelin anymore. So, this is what you get. It's the nowadays version. So it's one thing if you're ripping off someone that still exists, but you know, they're not around playing anymore.
So they're what if they were like, okay, you know, Greta Van Fleet, they're like, okay, let's be real. We're a glorified cover band. You know, would you accept it? all right, whatever. Next day, Chef, you go ahead, John. Hit us with it.
All right. I want to talk about Three Body Problem. It's that book trilogy that I talked about before, sci-fi, aliens and whatnot. Well, there's now the first season of a television show has come out on Netflix, and I watched it and I thought it was awesome. Like, they did a really good job of it. They definitely like changed a lot of the characters and stuff, who like who's doing what. And you know, like in the book, most of the people were Chinese because it was written by a Chinese author, and you know, they've westernized it a lot.
Oh, but great.
There's still, you know, some like Chinese and Asian characters in it. But the what's really compelling about it is just the concepts and like the sci-fi of it all. And they did a really good job capturing that stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was thinking about checking that out. I know it's on Netflix. I just haven't. There's a lot of movies I gotta watch. I feel like I'm getting blocked up with all these movies. But Dave, have you heard of this at all?
Have you seen it? No, I haven't heard about it at all. I really don't have much to say on the matter.
So you said, is it a movie or is it a season? Or
yeah. It's a season.
So did that first season cover like the first book?
Yeah, essentially.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah, so now you just got to hope it doesn't get canceled.
And that yeah, you don't want three body issues, right? can we do another Deja Few? This is how quickly I want these things, unless you have more to say.
No, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, then let me say, Seinfeld. We barely talked about Jerry himself, and two of my favorite episodes is where they kind of flip his personality on itself. The first one is where George he meets this woman and he's funny and she's laughing and stuff. And then he's like, wait a minute, when Jerry shows up, you know, I'm not going to be the funny one. I'm going to be the labor one or whatever. So he doesn't want Jerry to like be around her. And he, you know, Jerry's like, no, I don't have to be funny. Am I being funny right now? You know, Elaine's like, you're a little funny. He's like, George, is this funny? And George is so pissed off. He's like, it's funny. I love that fucking episode. And then, you know, Jerry starts to act morose. He like completely acts out of character. Everything he says is just like a Debbie Downer thing. It's great. And then the other one is where Jerry's girlfriend wants, she's like, you never get angry at all, do you? He's like, I get miffed. I'm saying angry, peeved. So eventually he just starts raising his voice and trying to be angry or whatever. And then he just can't stop. He's just like reacting that way for everything. And then soon all of his emotions, he starts to like cry and get emotional. He's like, what is a salty discharge coming from my eyes? great stuff. Yeah. Great stuff.
I feel like the last like two seasons or whatever, once Larry David left the show, it was just Jerry's like his personality became like a little bit darker, and his character did like stuff that was a little more meaner and like out of the ordinary for him. Yeah. Like I don't know. I love Jerry, like the marble rye where he's stealing the bread from the old lady, which I think Larry David was still there for that episode. But I also love the episode where Jerry's dating a girl and she has a toy collection, and they like drug her with like cough medicine so she falls asleep so he can take advantage of her toy collection. And they could play with all the toys from their childhood that she has in her house. I don't know. It was so funny.
For some reason, I thought you were going to talk about when he was dating the woman who's like the female version of him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Janine Garofalo. That was good. Oh, the other thing involving Seinfeld, though, is we mentioned how, like, we were like, John, start watching at season 4, right? Like, it doesn't get good until then, right? I kind of wanted to throw out other things real quick, if we could think of it, where it's like Trailer Park Boys. Don't watch that until season 4. That they really kind of come into their own on that show. I also hear repeatedly that Cowboy Bebop, don't watch until like the 4th episode. Like the first 3 kind of suck, you know? Yeah, there's just stuff like that where I feel like you can kind of skip some of these things. Oh, Game of Thrones, I feel, and I've said this to Dave, and Dave completely disagreed, where you could skip the first 3 episodes, wait till they get to King's Landing, then watch it from there. I understand you'll miss a lot of fucking story, but I did not care about that show. I was like, why is this fucking great? Until they got to King's Landing, and then it made sense.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic. I don't have any examples off the top of my head that we haven't already mentioned, but that's kind of a interesting thing to cover for shows and stuff.
Yeah, I always argue that Breaking Bad was one of my favorite TV shows because I felt like every season was like better than the season before it, where it just kept getting better and better and more interesting. Cause like the first season's like, all right, I get like the premise, like that's fine, but it, like a lot of the episodes were kind of just like boring and not a whole lot happened. But then like every season they just tightened up the story. There was more story, more things happening, and it got better.
Yeah, and they kind of not changed genre, but like the different seasons had themes. Like season 1, I actually liked a lot because it's like science guy does cool science stuff. I can see that it's not for everyone.
Something else you gotta watch. Angel. I think you can skip the first season, and that is a show that keeps getting better and better, you know. But like season 1 is just very like run of the mill almost. You might lose some characterizations to figure out what exactly is what he is. But I feel like that's told through the second season. You know, you do get a sense of the show more. It's darker. It's more adult. So yeah, start with Angel season 2 if you want to get into that show, which I recommend. All right, next dish off you. Someone, whoever.
I was going to talk about state culture a little bit. I don't have much to say on the topic. I do like, I follow like different Facebook groups. So like I bought like a pellet grill smoker, and I absolutely hate smoker, like the different culture in that where everybody has their own opinion. Like some people are like totally anti-smoker, like pellet smokers, because they're like, they use artificial pellets. You can only use actual charcoal and blocks of wood. That's the only way to accurately smoke your food. And I'm like, but pellets are super easy and it's convenient because it just automatically doesn't. You don't have to like check on it all the time. And like with steak culture, like people are super snobby about how to cook your steak. And there's a million different ways to do it. You know, you can do a sous vide, you can put it on a grill, you can do it in a cast iron skillet. All of these things. Like I like steaks. I think like it's good, so you can cook it any way you want. And everybody has their preference for anything. Like look at pizza. There's a million different ways you can make pizza. You can do it in a, you know, the brick oven pizza.
Or
you
can, is this going to be a twofer microwave here?
Well, no, it wasn't meant to be, but. Oh yeah, I guess it could be. We'll just roll right into the pineapple on pizza.
Wait.
Hold on, hold on. I don't want to rush you.
Hold on though. I have to say you can't undercook a pizza, right?
Well, no, because there's that side of it. But like everybody has their like choice of toppings on a pizza.
Oh, okay.
And some people have like acceptable ones and unacceptable. Yeah, right. And some people are like, if you cook it too much, it's unacceptable. And I like, I tend to agree, because I think if it's like a medium or medium rare, it's better. But like, I don't know. I don't really care. Everybody has their preferences on everything, but I'm one of those people where, you know, if it's like Apple versus Android, I'm like, it's the same damn thing. It's a smartphone. They're a little bit different, but it's kind of all the same.
It's not apples and oranges. All right.
Sounds corporate consumer cultiness.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Deja fuse all around. See, steak stuff. Oh, I'll just throw this in, but this is nothing new. Because my fucking blood pressure is too high. I can't, you know, they're like, hey, lay off the fucking, you know, beef and pork and just eat more chicken. And yes, eat vegetables, John. But it's like, oh, I'm kind of stepping away from steak. So I had my time. It was okay.
Did you ask them, is chicken fried steak acceptable? Chicken fried.
There you go.
Blurring the lines.
What is a chicken fried steak? I've never had one. What is it?
It's like ground bread hamburger. It's like ground steak that's breaded like a chicken. So it looks like a chicken patty, but it's actually got hamburger meat in it.
So it's not a chicken.
No, it's not. Because there's chicken fried steak and then there's chicken fried chicken.
Wow.
Which is actually chicken that's fried like chicken. I don't know.
And it quacks like a chicken.
I just moved to Oklahoma a couple years ago, and I'm like, was learning all this, like sitting in a diner, like, huh, okay, I didn't know any of this. And then they just pour white gravy over everything, and it's like, it all tastes the same.
When you were talking about, like, oh yeah, there's like different ways to cook it, and it's up to your preference. Like, it just made me think, like, yeah, it's not like this is the last steak in existence, and if you don't cook it perfectly, like, you're gonna regret it forever. It's just like, oh, you know, sometimes I want to do it this way. Sometimes I want to do it that way.
Yeah, it's not like the anchovies in Futurama. Dave, how do you feel about steak sauce?
Like, if you have a good steak, you don't need it.
Ah, there you go. Okay, I was wondering you were going to be.
I am with the steak sauce. However, there's nothing wrong with putting salt and pepper. If we want another deja vu there, there's nothing wrong with putting salt and pepper on your food. That doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It was just like, some people just like to do that. So like, that's, salt and pepper is not a big deal, but you don't put ketchup or steak sauce. Like, there is, if you're having a terrible steak, then yeah, you can put some steak sauce on it if it tastes that gross.
But Famous Dave, you're known for your sauces.
On chicken wings. And ribs.
I was gonna say, Famous Dave isn't known for their steaks, though. They're more like pork and chicken. Chicken, like barbecue stuff.
So. Yeah, that's true. It's been a while since I've been to Famous Dave's.
How do you feel about a nice ice-filled beverage with it? Sorry, just trying to see how many topics you can cram.
I prefer light ice.
Yeah, but then, you know, if the waiter didn't get it right, you want to be some shitty customer service.
Have we talked about tipping?
Actually, have we ever talked about tipping?
We have not. We have not. That's a future. That's a
save it. Yeah. Save it. Save
that. Future view.
Future view.
A preview.
Oh my god, a preview. I like it. All right, let's do some Tayshia fuse. Can we move on to another one?
All right, I'm gonna jump into mine, and as soon as I say it, I feel like I already said it as a deja vu in a past episode, but you guys can tell me. Shrinkflation. Did I bring up greedflation?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. It was a concept I heard about like a couple days after the shrinkflation episode, where greedflation is basically where a company just like takes advantage of the fact that there's inflation, and then they've raised the price even more than what the inflation is calling for. So, you know, like groceries will go up 11% and they'll start charging 15% more, and they're like making now record profits and people are like paying, you know, like a higher percentage of their income than ever before.
Yeah,
So.
I've heard about that as well. It's, you know, especially like with the grocery stuff where groceries are something, you know, you need to eat. And
Exactly. Yeah. And that was like the
yeah.
number one thing they called out as doing that.
Yeah. So yeah, you have the inflation and then they're just like, you know what? This is a good little time right now because no one's gonna notice, you know. It's prices are all going up, so why don't we just, you know. And now they're all having record sales and shit like that, and like every grocery company. And now there's I think what was it, Kellogg's? Like the CEO said, like, well, yeah, food's so expensive nowadays, just have some Kellogg's breakfast cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
And everybody got annoyed by that, and they're like, fuck you, Mr. Kellogg. And they're like, we're not buying Pop-Tarts and cereal anymore.
Mr.
We're gonna
Kellogg's
buy
still
from
alive?
one of the other three companies that exist that sells us food.
Damn it. Another day chef view.
Do
I
it.
will go. Let's see here. Oh, physical movies. I think you were indifferent to it, John, or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, so this fucking emerged like crazy. Streaming sites. They are now able to drop movies, shows, whenever they want. And there's actually been quite a few more things of like, maybe we should hold on to physical media because you never know. And I really kind of felt bad. I feel bad because I had such a big collection, you know, which I lost. Another day, chef, you. Oh my God. So it's like, I do wish, you know, like The Godfather was on some website. And I was like, oh, I don't need my Godfather DVD anymore, you know? But then they just dropped it. So I'm like, well, what if I want, what if this is a Godfather sort of day? God damn it. And now I just can't watch it, you know? So yeah, I feel very bad for getting rid of most of my collection now. And the whole streaming thing, that's been pretty bad with like, that was the whole actor strike. So. Crazy.
Yeah, but like, I guess how do you watch movies now if you do? Like, if you had like a giant DVD collection, would you at all feel pressured like, oh, you know, I should be getting Blu-rays, or would you be happy with the DVD quality?
Yeah, that's a good point. I've never really moved onto Blu-rays. For some reason, I'm like, there's gonna be something else after this,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But it really hasn't happened. It's just, is 4K a thing? Is that the highest
Yeah,
thing now?
but they're still, I think they're 4K Blu-rays at that
Oh,
point.
okay.
But I think you can get Blu-rays that are not 4K. So maybe you bought a Blu-ray early on and now you're like, oh, I should get the 4K Blu-ray.
I felt like an old man. I went to BAM over here, Books a Million, basically Borders, it was back in the day. Anyways, I go in there and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go buy myself a movie. No movies. I was wandering around. I'm like, where's the fucking movies? And then I'm like, wait a minute, they don't even sell CDs anymore. But they'll sell vinyl, thank you. Oh my God. But yeah, I didn't realize how scarce things are and how we're stepping away from physical media until they announced that Best Buy is going to stop carrying movies at their place. I guess they're like the last ones to do it. So fucked up.
Well, I regularly go to my public library that I love, and check out DVDs from there.
I was molested in a library. Why would you bring that
I
up? Some
thought
day,
that's what you
Shami.
loved about
Some day, Shafu's hurt.
it.
I went to my local public library just to get a library card so I could download an app on my phone and listen to audiobooks. So I don't like, I just went to the library so I could get a card so I could type it into a website and just listen to audiobooks because I'm like, I don't want the actual physical book or
Heck
movie.
yeah, I hate physical books too. Do you have their movie streaming app? they probably you can probably get access to Hoopla or Canopy. You should check it out.
Yeah, I think I have Hoopla.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I see. I felt this way about like video games because like I used to like collect them because I knew in like my early 20s, I'm like my original Nintendo system, my Super Nintendo, my Nintendo 64. Like I like valued those games and those games meant so much to me. And I ended up, putting them into storage because I moved in my 20s. I moved to so many different apartments that I bought a storage unit and then I forgot to pay it. And then they just like repossessed all my shit and they just took all my shit and it was just gone.
Storage wars style?
Basically. Oh, I don't know. Somebody ended up with my stuff.
Yeah.
But I lost my video games and it's just so depressing to me because it's like I could go out and buy all the games I had when I was a kid and the ones I had. But like this would cost me thousands of dollars now because the price on this physical media just keeps going up and up and up.
Do you collect nowadays, Dave?
I still have my DVD collection and like I have a Nintendo Switch where I have a bunch of games, but with a Nintendo Switch, you can have the digital version. There's like a monthly subscription, like a Netflix. You have your Nintendo Power account. And then I pay, I don't know what it is, like $80 a year or something. And then I have access to the old games, but only the games that they put on their subscription service. So there's certain games that like I can't play, but I can play enough of them where it's satisfying.
Physical games is like the one thing that I actually do collect and value. Because like, you know, I think about like the Nintendo came out like almost 40 years ago and I can still like play those games and, you know, put them in and play them. You wonder like with the latest generation of games, like you probably just that won't be possible anymore, you know, like if you're not connected to the internet you won't even be able to just put in your disc and play the game anymore in the future, which is a bummer.
Yeah, I think like the actual like verbiage when you buy like a digital version of a game like on Xbox Live or on PlayStation 5, you're not even buying the game, you're buying a subscription to play the game. And they can revoke that subscription at any time, and then you just can't play it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They got us by the short hairs, that streaming. Or, yeah, I don't know. I guess physical DVDs just aren't going to be a thing. And like, I'm just thinking of, say, if I wanted to buy The Godfather on Amazon, I'm sure the prices are just hiked up. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be like a rarity, especially that version that I did buy where it was like you got all three movies, even though I threw away the third. all right. We still have some time. Another deja vu. Was it me? I'll go, I guess. Wait, no, I just went. Physical movies.
I can go. Not that I have a choice. I was going to talk about free will. I wasn't here for this conversation, and this conversation could probably go on forever. I've looked into it, and I've heard like all these different like people are like, do we have free will? Like, are we able to like choose our way in life, and like our decisions matter? And I've like looked into this because I'm like, of course you have free will because you can, you know, choose this or that, and then. Like this topic, I hate this topic because it's not even about the topic. Like everything is more about the semantics of what does free mean? Does that mean like 100% free of any like outside interference or implication where it's like, well, if you have any influence on you at all, then it's not free will because you were influenced by something. And I'm like, that's not what the argument is. Like people kind of like they lose the forest through the trees a little bit, because to me, I'm like, I think that free will exists. I think in order to like live in society free, you have to go with a mindset of free will existing, because if somebody does something bad, if they kill somebody or they do something terrible, they like, we are assuming they chose to do that. And yeah, there's reasons that influence them. Maybe they were abused as a child or went through traumatic things in their life, but ultimately they had the choice and they chose to do something bad and we're going to punish them for it. So like on that level, I feel like there's free will. Now there's a lot of people in like other aspects of life, you know, you were like a drug addict or something, but it's like, you know, you're with your trauma and your PTSD from your childhood, like you were more susceptible and you're, you know, genetically you're more susceptible. So I don't know. It's just, you can get into the weeds in this topic and it's just kind of murky, but what do you guys think?
Well, so John, that was, yeah, go
ahead. Yeah, I can just kind of summarize my position. So I think free will is an illusion. I think, you know, people are made out of, you know, like cells and stuff, which follow biological rules, which are themselves made of like, you know, molecules, which follow like chemical rules, which are made out of protons and electrons, which follow physical rules and everything. And essentially those things are all just doing the things that they do, even though they happen to be like organized into a person for a while. And we don't really understand consciousness, but when they've done experiments on like decision making and stuff, that the researcher can tell that the person has made a decision before that person is conscious that they've made a decision. So essentially, like, your consciousness is just coming up with the reasoning for why your body made that decision, but ultimately, like, the decision has already been made. So, like, we feel like we're making decisions and stuff, that we want to do the things we do, but the consciousness comes after, basically, is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. And, like, I think your point about society is really good, and, like, that's why it's important. Like, if free will doesn't exist, we should be gearing things toward, like, preventing bad behavior because people are just responding to, like, stimulus and stuff rather than trying to do, like, a punishment sort of model because people are choosing to do bad things. Like, just recently a news article came out talking about how lead poisoning has like greatly altered the personalities of like boomers, basically.
And,
yeah, a lot of like the aggressive behavior and like reactionary stuff are symptoms of like lead poisoning. And I just think it's like, something like that can like completely change someone's personality and they're going to then do things that they wouldn't have done otherwise. Like, in what sense are they in control?
Yeah. I think what I added to it, cause I was thinking I should probably listen to that episode again, but I do remember saying like how, you know, my parents, you know, I said that my dad is kind of cold a little distant, you know, you wouldn't guess he was a father just by how he acts and stuff, his vibe, whatever you want, right? And that's always been my fear of becoming like him. And I know that I can be that way sometimes and I don't like it. I prefer to be more like my mom, and my mom's very loving and all that stuff, the complete opposite. It's very bizarre that they got together, but, you know, opposites attract or whatever. And so I've always felt like I'm kind of torn in between those two directions of like love and like, not hate, but just like, it's just, he's just very kind of detached. And I hate it when I feel like I'm up that way, you know? I don't like it. But yeah, that was my contribution. Heady shit, guys.
Yeah, I was talking to a coworker like the last couple days, and they were talking about, you know, parenting and how they had they had terrible parents. They were just awful. And she was talking about how like she's like, I have the choice. Well, I can be a terrible parent too, or I can actually be a good parent and I'm going to do it. And she's like, I do everything I can to be a good parent. I spoil my kids if I can, you know, with the money that we have, you know, I try and do everything I can. So like, I get that there's definitely like the medical side of it where it's like, if there's something wrong with you medically, where like your brain chemistry is altered and yeah, it's like, do you really have free will then? Probably not. But I feel like in our everyday life, we have like choices that we can make where we can choose to, you know, be a good friend or to call someone back, show kindness, like that type of free will is a little more tangible. And I kind of feel like with sports, I love watching sports. So like some of the best sports players of all time is like Tom Brady at quarterback. Why is he considered the greatest of all time? Because of his decision making. He never made the poor decision. He always seemed to make the right decision at the right time. And it was like, it's like a skill that he had, or maybe it was just luck. I don't know. Maybe it was just the universe. And I don't know. It's a very interesting topic.
I wanted to throw in, I think when we were talking about this, Matt was like, okay, well, I believe it exists. So if I want to, I should be able to get in a truck and leave my wife and kids. And, you know, like I, you know, that's proving that there is no free will. Isn't that what he said? Something like that.
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah. Well, but I don't know.
Were those his deepest desires? To
believe. Holy shit.
We won't blame you because it wasn't your choice.
But it is that idea of just like, oh, free will doesn't exist. Huh? Well, and then I jump out my window. I feel like that's kind of like how you would want to argue that point, you know, where like I could just do anything I want right now. What do you say to that, John?
Like, okay, so your genetics and, you know, your instincts and everything led you to be the kind of person who would want to lash out in that way when this topic came up. And like, I agree. Like, it feels like we're making decisions. Like, I feel like I'm making decisions, and I practically, you know, like for all intents and purposes, behave as though I have free will, but I just don't think the science supports it as being the case.
Yeah. Cause I feel like we're looking at like a algebra equation and we're looking at the answer. And then we're looking and we're trying to work backwards from the answer, which is like the outcome. And we're working backwards and we're like, but we don't totally understand consciousness. So it's like, there's still like variables where it's like, okay, we think this is what's going on, but there's still variables that we don't understand. So I don't think there is a right answer, and you can't make a definitive answer.
It was out of our control. We had to make this episode because John is going to be busy next week. That was out of his control. So we made the decision to record this Deja Few good week beforehand. And all Deja Views. We'll probably have to do this again. God willing, we don't have to do it anytime soon or release it anytime soon. So until then, like, subscribe, comment. This was a few Goldilocks Bears. With Fitz a Cloud.
John Nenitz.
And David Lauer.
Go to the website, a few goldilockbears.com, if you so desire genetically.